Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Oh, the SEC has spoken, Sean Sharif. The greatest conference in all the land, where it just means more, has... And nobody asked. Nobody asked for this decision to be made. They just made it.
They did?
Nobody asked. But
this, so proactive.
They are so proactive over there.
No snowflakes over there.
There's not a snowflake to be found. They have added fuel to the already fire that has been happening. I've seen some tweets about this before, a couple of weeks ago. Just Texas versus Tennessee and who gets the moniker for UT. Well, the SEC did their preseason all-conference team. And in the preseason all-conference team, they listed the player. And then next to it, a little, is it a moniker or acronym or whatever? Would it be an acronym?
No, it's not an acronym, because an acronym is like the thing that spells something out. I don't know what you would call it.
So whatever.
Abbreviation.
Abbreviation. There we go. So they abbreviated Georgia to UGA. Very common. That's what they call themselves. Even their dog is named Ugga. Okay. Missouri to MIZ. Auburn to AU. So Missouri got MIZ. Ole Miss, which was in the conference before, got UM. Alabama, UA. LSU, obviously. And it comes to Texas versus Tennessee. Tennessee got UT. Texas gets T-E-X. Not even T-X. I figured they would just do T-X.
Mm.
But they got T-E-X. A&M will get TAMU, obviously. Oklahoma got, I believe, OU. I don't think they would do anything else because there's another O school in the conference. But there you go. It is official. Tennessee is the real UT, Bobby Belt. And I am very sorry that I have to be the bearer of bad news for you on that. But we do that anyway.
This is stupid because, like, for all this is just they've called them UT in the abbreviation of the SEC for forever, and so they're not changing something. Right, they're not going to flip it all of a sudden.
Absolutely. And if Tennessee was in the Big 12, I'm sure they'd do the same thing.
Yes, they would. But the reality is, if you just nationally say the words UT, not one person is thinking Tennessee.
I've lived nationally, and you're just wrong.
Not one person thinks that.
Absolutely.
I've lived nationally.
You've never lived nationally.
That is a flex. I'm going to steal that because I've been more national than anyone.
I've lived nationally. I've legitimately lived in both states.
I'm just telling you. It's not UT is right. Texas.
Nah, see, you're just wrong. The United States Supreme Court said so.
Even before you came to Texas, if somebody said UT, aren't you thinking that's Texas?
Yes.
It's not even close. Nobody has ever thought of Tennessee.
I'd never thought that. I never thought Texas was. I never knew they were UT because everything in the conference. I thought it was literally TU. I thought it was Texas University. I had no idea.
Pepe, you're a drive-by Longhorn fan.
Yes, fake Longhorn fan.
You like to weigh in here.
Yeah, well, Chop's lying here. There's no way you didn't know what UT meant. You never thought it was TU, you know, like the basic A&M fan out there. Like, it's UT, it's Texas. We were talked about, you know, just like the Cowboys are. Like, everyone knows who the real UT is.
So Texas is already 0-2 in the conference.
0-2 in the conference.
Yeah. Horns down.
Horns down.
And UT.
And now this one.
I love it. This is making me love the SEC even more.
They don't care.
I love them.
I know.
Put Texas down in their place a little bit. You're in the big leagues now.
I know Clarence Hill thought they were going to roll in there and they were going to take over the conference and basically whatever they wanted to do, they were going to do. But I told you all this. I told you the SEC, when they're in that room, they're no more powerful than Vanderbilt. That's just the way
it is.
Shout out, Godson.
It's similar to me like with the Brady NFL dynamic where the NFL is like, you are not bigger than us in court. They're like, you will never be bigger than us. It does not matter that you're our biggest star. You will never be bigger than what our league is. And there almost feels like there's this dynamic already with the SEC where they want to make sure Texas knows you are not bigger than us.
Right.
And Texas on their side goes, we might be. Like there just feels like there's a little bit of a, like almost like this is going to, it's the very early seeds, I think, of a potential showdown of like, you're not going to encroach on our brand. From both sides, where the SEC feels I think this is going to create some natural tension that might end up being a little ugly at points.
I think you're right. I mean, like, because so. Like there, this was not necessary. They didn't need to do this. This was not necessary. Like all joking aside, it wasn't like there's. I mean, I guess they couldn't do both UTs. Because I when I was in school, when I got to Tennessee, we were still. On the midfield, we had a logo that said it was the UT logo, and both schools had the same logo essentially, the interlocking UT, and there was the Supreme Court ruling that said neither school can use that anymore on official branding, that anything that was UT west of the Mississippi on apparel, Texas got, and we got anything east of the Mississippi on apparel. That's just how it worked. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but that's where, you know, I guess. I don't remember if Texas switched to the Longhorn logo at midfield at that point. I know we switched to just the T at midfield, but like this has been an ongoing fight for decades, and the conference in one tweet ends it all. Okay, speaking of college football, ESPN ranked the top 25 college football stadiums, and I do have to say,
and what are the reviews that you guys have seen or read about this? Living up to the hype, awesome game. You have friends, family members who have gotten it?
I've got a couple people who I've seen playing it, but that's it. I haven't heard, like, I haven't asked anybody about it, and anybody who's posted about it on social has posted, like, ooh, just got the game, and, like, friends might have put it up there. So that either tells me that they haven't liked it that much, that they haven't gone back and talked about it, or they've literally just been lost in playing the game for an entire weekend and have not come up for air to talk about it yet.
One of the issues is, and we'll do this first before we do the stadiums, because the state. One of the issues with the game is they don't feel like the people who did the game, who put the game together, have any idea of who's any good in college football. Missouri is one of the 10 best teams in the country. They're not even one of the 25 best teams in the game. Liberty is one of the best offenses in the country. Caden Salter, right down the street from Cedar Hill. They're not even one of the 25 best offenses in the game.
Take that sham.
It's crazy that they just have no idea who's any good. Colorado, they have, is one of like the 10 best teams in the country, one of the best offenses. I mean, they couldn't stop a their offensive line couldn't stop a nosebleed.
I think Travis Hunter was playing or something, and they were recording him, and he said, This is deadly accurate because the quarterback was running. Shador is running for his life with no offensive line. It's like, yeah, this is really similar.
Absolutely.
They had the. I did see there were some people like posting glitches, like gameplay glitches of like, you tackle somebody and they run right through the player, like literally, not like roll them over, like literally pass through their body like they're a ghost.
Yeah, and you're gonna have that, I'm sure. You know, like last week we had. You know, there were 700,000 people trying to play at one time on Monday, and the whole game crashed. But, you know, they do have some issues with who the best offenses are. They say the best playbooks, some of the best playbooks, Army. By the way, they run an option. Like, so I don't know if you want to run that, but they say that's one of the best playbooks. Charlotte, UNLV, Utah State, these are some of the best playbooks. And then the best defensive ones. 3-3-5 defense, 4-2-5 defense, which that's just a nickel.
It is.
A nickel. I don't know why they were saying the best.
Brada said his son in Austin loves the game. Tolo Joe was telling me, he's like, I got to go home and play this.
It does.
It's fantastic.
It doesn't matter what they rolled out. Like you, they could have rolled anything out on this one, and people would have been happy with it because it's the return, and it's I get to do. I'll deal with some gameplay hiccups if I get the ability to play this again and can do this.
So people turned on Madden kind of in the past few years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people turned on Madden starting probably. I feel like I don't know around 08. They really started to complain, and Madden's never really recovered because they got so lazy. They lost their challenge with 2K to where they didn't feel like they needed to keep leveling up once 2K disappeared. But this one is they'll get a year. If this game is bad next year, then they'll hear complaints. This is the one where they're just going to get tapped into nostalgia, and it won't matter how bad the game is.
All right. Top 25 stadiums in college football. ESPN put this list together, and I do have to say this is probably as bad as our top 100.
Wait, this is ESPN's list?
This is ESPN's list of the best college football stadiums.
Didn't we do this?
No.
We did toughest to play in.
Toughest to, yeah.
Okay.
That was from the video game.
Yeah, this is ESPN's list, which came out on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, this is from the video. This is from the ESPN. They have it number. First of all, they have it number one.
Good prep, Peyton. That was good.
LSU. Now, I don't have a major issue with LSU. It's the best atmosphere I've been to.
Yeah. You said it had to be one in toughest places.
It's tough. It's easily the toughest place to play, I think.
Now, this is best, like, what's the criteria in best?
So they facility? Asked they ranked the best stadiums in the sport. No parameters, no criteria.
Oh, that's good.
They were asked to submit their top 20 stadiums in order. They awarded a point system to each one. So they have LSU at number one. They got 247 points out of a max 280. So right. Almost everybody.
So probably think atmosphere.
It probably is atmosphere. It is without question the best atmosphere I've been to. I think for me, like, Notre Dame is the best.
Have you been?
I have. To me, putting LSU over Notre Dame would be like, to me, putting the Philly Stadium over Fenway. Because the Philly's atmosphere is better because it's louder. Right? It's crazy. You walk into Fenway, you're not even in the same sport. You're not even in the same. You're a time traveler at that moment. You really get lost. Like, nothing matters. Nothing matters when you go into Fenway Park. That's happening outside that place. You know what I mean? So that's why I would have put number Notre Dame number one. But they have LSU number one. I got no real problem with that one. Number two, they have the Rose Bowl.
The greatest Super Bowl site there is the Rose Bowl.
And they'll never go back, will they?
No, probably not. But it's stupid. You can cram 100,000 people in there. You get daytime for the first half, sinking into night. It's the perfect location.
It really is. That's why the Rose Bowl is adamant about having their game be played at, 5 o'clock our time, so 3 o'clock every year, because they want the night to roll in. Nothing was better than Vince Young at nighttime rolling in when he ran through the end zone. Michigan, number 3. Notre Dame, number 4. Penn State, number 5. Washington, number 6. This is awful. This is terrible. Washington, no, not a chance. Ohio State, number 7.
Ooh.
Wisconsin, number 8. I'm sorry, okay? Let me go off here. I know Sandler's been to Wisconsin. I'm sure he loved it. If your tradition is playing somebody else's song and music that's piped into the stadium, and that's how you get your crowd hyped, it's not a good atmosphere, okay? Playing some stupid House of Pain song from 1991 is supposed to get me all hot and bothered. How about have a real tradition? Nobody knows what your fight song is. That's why you don't play it in the beginning, because nobody has any idea. You need jump around to get everybody amped. I'm sorry. Where's A&M? How is A&M not here? Alabama next. Alabama's a weak, weak home crowd.
Really?
Very weak.
How?
Because they win too much.
They not win against too Texas.
Much. Right? They win, right? Absolutely. 10 is Tennessee. 11 is Clemson. That's too low for Clemson. That's a tremendous atmosphere. Although, that running down the hill, I can't wait till somebody tears their ACL running down the hill.
I was going to say,
Dabo.
This photo they have of Dabo running out is the most unathletic looking sprint I've ever seen.
Don't be wishing injuries on people. Broadus is listening.
Army, number 12. Very cool. There's Texas A&M at number 13. They are about a dozen spots too low. That's a tremendous atmosphere. I don't think it's like the loudest place in the country. It's very loud. I don't think it's the loudest by any stretch. But that is a phenomenal atmosphere. And I don't know that you can have A&M down at 13. Oregon next. Virginia Tech. My college roommate was driving through.
Hey, when I was growing up, Virginia Tech, it was one of the places to be.
Another one though, they play Metallica at the beginning because they don't have a real atmosphere. My college roommate drove through. He had to use the bathroom. He stopped, broke into the stadium, took a poop on the 50-yard line at Lane Stadium. Yeah, he hates him so much. Nebraska, Auburn, 17, Georgia, Florida State, and rounding out the top 20 is Florida. Did the University of Texas make it? Bobby Bell.
Yes, they did.
They did, number 25.
Boom. But behind the only small school on this list, 23, Appalachian State. They're on this list.
So everyone agrees that A&M over Austin for atmosphere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about Oklahoma?
Oklahoma was on this list. They did make this list as well. But yeah, it's Oklahoma's 24.
College football kegger with Ralph James Choppy here on DFW Sports Station. We want to hook you up again. For turning it on, leaving it on. I see y'all right now on YouTube and Twitch. Ryan, Placeholder, Kid Cowboy, the K Word, always showing and representing live on all of the different outlets. And we want to hook you up for doing so. We have a concert ticket giveaway. And Stephen Jones responds to you, the Tolo, about the lack of playoff success. What does Steven have to say to you about it? And do we have problems in Filthy, along with some other issues in the NFC East? The commercial-free expressway with a Josh Abbott Band ticket giveaway right after this. And that means we are commercial-free on your home of the World Series champs and the Dallas Cowboys, as the announcer man said, training camp coverage starting Thursday morning in Oxnard, California. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Bell will be heading out there. Best in
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Worst of the weekend. Want the recap of everything you got into coming up here along with a Josh Abbott band ticket giveaway today and every morning this week for being a Tolo. You are appreciated.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Stephen Jones hopped on with Diana Russini. By the way, we got the calendar update. Our first Mike McCarthy show will be on September 6th at 6:30 in the morning. Now, that's the first show. We usually sit down with Coach out in California.
Buy into us.
And then Jerry Jones every Tuesday at 8:30 starting on September 10th.
Might not come with Bobby here. Who knows? We'll see.
He showed up last year. We were sitting, we shook hands. It was good.
Okay. Maybe California? Definitely September 6th at 6:30 every single Friday with Coach McCarthy. Jerry Jones will be on the KMC Masterpiece every single Friday. Steven, what do you say to the fans who are ticked off, fed up about that lack of playoff success?
I think at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people want to, you know, somewhat be critical of the organization, of Jerry and myself, of Coach McCarthy, of our team. And of course, Dak being the quarterback gets the brunt of it. You know that, Chase, of our success in the playoffs. But at the same time, you got to, you know, certainly recognize that we've won 36 regular season games in 3 years, which, of course, we're playing 17 now. I think the Patriots may have done that, doing it in 16 games on a three-year run. But, you know, we're having really great success in the regular season, and there's no question. I understand the criticism from our fans. I understand criticism from media. We all understand that, you know, in terms of not winning the big game in the playoffs, and we certainly got to take that next step. I know we could go out there, and no one's assuming anything, and win, you know, have another great regular season, and no one's going to give, and they shouldn't, no one's going to, you know, really give, hey, they're going to get it done this time until they see it. And we understand that. We put ourselves in that position with, you know, our playoff winning percentage, and we do have to take that next step, but I certainly believe we can do it.
I thought he was going to veer away from it, but he went right back on the road to the responses that we have liked from Steven this offseason of owning it.
What changed? Like in years past, they have typically said, look, we've put ourselves in a good position. We're this close. We do this and that.
You mean from year like 18 and 19 of not getting it done to year 25?
But like, or just in general, was there something about,
right?
Was it the straw that broke the camel's back? Or was there something so unique about what happened against Green Bay to them that they go, this is a problem? Like there's no way that should have happened to us.
Or there's no way to mask this.
Yeah,
I think it was the Green Bay loss. I was listening to, I think it was Receiver. No, because there's no Green Bay. Anyway, I was watching some football nerdy documentary, and Brad Sham in it said, this is one of the worst, if not the worst playoff game that the Dallas Cowboys have ever suffered. And just kind of those reminders, right, factors into this conversation of just how bad, how unexpected, and how stunning that was, and there was no way to put lipstick on that.
There's not. I mean, it was an awful loss. Like, there's and look, they're not the only ones that have suffered bad losses in the playoffs. It just seems like it's every year. It gets to the
not
point
seems
where,
it is.
I know, right?
Well, you can't not losses like that.
No, not losses like that. Like, but you know, they find a way. It's always something. That said, I mean, like, yeah, he is right. Yeah, winning 12 games 3 years in a row, that just doesn't happen. Like, very, very few. I have to go look and see how many times Mahomes has done that. You know, I know. I just looked at the, like, you know, I know Brady did it 6 years in a row. Of course, not as many as Manning did seven, but whatever. So it happened. Like, guys have done this. Like, guys did this a lot. Generally, though, when you win 12 games 3 years in a row, you find your you fall into a conference championship game every now and then. It is wild that we are going on 30 years. Like, the way the NFL is set up, you should not go more than 15 years without lucking into a conference championship game.
Yeah.
You'll find your way to luck into one every now and then. And they just haven't.
No, but I mean, it is... when they talk about the 12-win thing, winning 12 games 3 years in a row, and man, what an accomplishment that is, and look at what we've done here, and this is all fantastic. That's great, but specifically to Mike McCarthy, and I've brought this up before, you were brought in here to be different in January. That's why you were brought here. They were getting to the playoffs, they were winning division titles with Garrett, and the whole thing was just like, he doesn't push them over the edge. He was brought in here to do something different. Yeah. And he hasn't been different. It doesn't matter. I don't totally care that he's won 12 games 3 years in a row, because that's not what you were hired to do. You weren't hired to put, oh, look right. at this. Look what I've done here, winning 12 games in the regular season.
Yeah.
I'm just going off memory here. But in the last 15 years, so let's do 16 years, I think it's just Carolina and Washington is the only other teams that haven't made a conference championship.
Carolina's been to a Super Bowl.
Not in the last 15 years, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, they did. Yeah, yeah.
Cam. Broncos.
So it's us and the Commanders.
Yep.
Positive news, and that speaks to also like not taking enough advantage of the division that you play in.
Right.
If you want to keep the core together, positive developments over the weekend. Jeremy Fowler reports they've made it clear to Dak, we don't want you to hit free agency. And they have communicated privately that they want to extend him. Are they waiting on Tua? Are they waiting on Jordan Love? Possibly. Calvin Watkins then reports they have prioritized CeeDee Lamb's contract over Dak. So those are two positive developments if you want both those guys re-signed. Of course, everyone wants Lamb re-signed, I think. And then you get into your Dak debates on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. Steven was asked on this podcast, what's your philosophy? What's y'all's philosophy behind these contracts and extensions that we've really all just called out for waiting too long and for too many leaves to fall?
Well, we're just now to the point where we can do a CD and a Micah. And, you know, certainly you go want to see these things play out. And certainly, you know, a lot of times you want to make sure, you know, certainly CD had his breakout year this year in terms of, you know, really having a mega year in terms of his numbers and his statistics. And of course, Micah just became eligible. And of course, we've done a deal with that. So, you know, after that, we've done Diggs. We got him done early. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, when you're paying these quarterbacks, the kind of money these teams are having to pay them, you know, and it's not just a handful of them. You know, there's, Chase, you followed, I'm sure, there's 12 to 16 guys that are making 40+ million bucks. And, you know, then you're restricted to paying, you know, five or six guys. And believe me, it doesn't feel good to watch a Baidez leave the organization. It doesn't feel good to watch, you know, watch these guys that we drafted and developed and playing at a good level walk away. But unfortunately, you know, we can't do that. Now, the good news is we feel like we've done a good job of drafting again. And you get the Guyton's of the world and the BBs of the world and a Nealon who's a pass rusher. You got to keep bringing these guys in because that's where you get the relief under the cap is having your young guys play at a high level and play right away.
You know, Jerry and Steven must not listen as much as we think or as much as we're told.
The hustle.
Although, here's my other question. You're in PR. Can you or do you have the balls to go up to Steven Jones and go, Mr. Jones, it's Biotish.
Bye, Dad.
I just want to, like, can you? You can't, right? You can't.
It's too late.
Too late.
You could have. It's one of those things, like, if you get someone's name wrong,
Sheriff,
like, they have to.
Chan Sheriff.
Like, how long do you have before you correct them?
That's great. And I feel like in interviews, like, if you go on another station, if I let it be said, the third time, if they reset and say Shan Sheriff the third time, it's too late.
It's too late.
First time, I usually won't say anything. The second time is my window. I have to be like, Sean, you know, it's Sean.
Yeah.
Or it's Sharif. I got to do it in the second time.
Yeah.
If it gets to the third, that's on me.
And now it's the same thing with this. I mean, we are, it's obviously he's not even play here anymore, but it's like it's 5 years down the road.
Bobby, it is definitely 1,000% Biotish.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I would think somebody, like, I wouldn't think.
It's a really bad optic, too.
Unless
it's a terrible optic.
Yeah. Unless this was something they did to him where they said it like that. Yeah. And he corrected
them. It's
like
their inside joke.
And they were like, this is actually funny, though, so that's our inside joke. And now, if that's the case, fine. Now, we'll never know that.
Well, he could have said it. It would be smart. It would be smart to say that versus have people think, the Jones boys, what do you want to say about them? They don't even know their own players' names. Like, he could have told KMC multiple times or G-Bag, now, guys, I know it's Biotish, but this is the story, so from now on, it's Baidez.
Yeah.
You would say that publicly.
You would think so.
Rather than sound like you don't know.
Right.
You know?
Bad look.
It is bad. It's a small little bad optic.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
But there's a philosophy.
I do think somebody that I have to think it's got to be somewhat of a joke or something, because I also don't think that somebody.
Like, Tad's the only one that can do it. The big dog over there in
PR.
I
think somebody in PR would have told them. Or honestly, think somebody in personnel would have told them and said.
Or Tyler.
Dude, it's not. Like, and so to me, I mean, it's just, I would think somebody has to have told them by this point, and they're just leaning into something. That's what I got to think, because I can't imagine they just ignored it.
So that's the update with the Cowboys. We head on over to the NFC East and the Athletic. D10, this is a rumbling now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rumbling. It's on a low boil, but it's been on a low boil, it feels like, for a while.
Yep. This is
it's on a sous vide, Woolchuck. I'm waiting for you to bring me back the device still, please.
This is Diana Russini writing about this in The Athletic the other day. Just kind of her recap of where things stand with the Eagles, specifically with Sirianni's job security, everything that's going on in Philly, all the turmoil that they had. On the Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts dynamic, she goes, we've seen Jalen Hurts on the sideline with Nick Sirianni, and they were not going at one another. But there's definitely a difference in personality. The way I would describe it, the relationship is still a work in progress. Last year, there was some disconnect between them due to their personalities. Nick, we've seen, is a very emotional guy. Jalen is a very private guy. They are very different human beings, which is fine. You don't all have to be the same, but you do have to be on the same page when it comes to what you want to do on offense. So this is, again, just a, like, we heard a little bit of Howard Eskin, I think, referenced it a little the last time we had talked to him. Just said something like, yeah, I mean, like, they sometimes they have issues with each other. We've played drops before. We played cuts before from.
I have the hot dog.
Philly, when we started spying on Philly.
Eskin.
We would hear that in the Philly spy sometimes, people being like, and why can't they get along?
Do we have to re-nickname him like the Burger Perv now? Like, not the Burger King, like the Burger Perv.
Water dog.
We got to come up with for Howard Eskin at Philly's concession stand. Sorry, back.
We do need a name.
It's got to be something. Send it on the fan text. Give us your Howard Eskin kissing nickname.
It's got to be a concession stand item. It's got to be related to that.
You would think so. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, exactly. On Sirianni's survival after the late season collapse, Sirianni has taken this team to a Super Bowl. He had so much success with this team. The thinking inside the building was, how could you move on from him? And I had people who worked there texting me last January asking me just that. But from what people there told me, Sirianni was never really in danger because of what he accomplished the previous season. The Eagles, of course, fired Doug Peterson, even though Peterson had won a Super Bowl. But the front office knew and ownership knew it just wouldn't have been a good look to move on from Sirianni that soon after his success in 2022. There was a shift, though. Howie Roseman has all the power now. Roseman having the power is nothing new in Philly, but in terms of moving forward in 2024, Roseman had his hands all over every decision. That included new coordinator hires in Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. So those were not Sirianni hires at all.
I got a name. Nacho Cheek.
Oh!
It's not bad.
Nacho Cheek.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like it. Look, if you believe that the quarterback and the head coach have to be one and connected, let's take a look around the league. This is a little pop quiz here. I didn't prepare you guys at all. I didn't prepare myself. Could you have more opposites on the personality spectrum than Hurts and Sirianni? And we saw it during that Super Bowl moment when Jalen's like, put your damn hand down. Stop acting like a douchebag, which Sirianni is. The ultimate douchebag that Choppy, of course, loves, and someone who's dead on the inside with zero personality.
Mm.
Right?
Tua and McDaniel feel like pretty opposite guys, too. Not as much, though.
Not as much.
They're both, Like they're corny. We've heard mic'd up segments, so they razz each other, and they're constantly like going back and forth.
Saleh Rogers.
That's Rogers. A massive difference.
Russ and Tomlin.
Russ and Tomlin's pretty stark. That's probably the
What's Saleh's personality? Goff Campbell.
Oh, Goff and Campbell, yeah.
Goff and Campbell.
But Campbell said when Goff got there and had locked in on, like, I'm not quitting, I'm not, that, like, Campbell's like, I realized, like, that's the dude I want in my corner for forever. And so, like, I think there are traits, though, that are so similar, even if personality quirks are a little different. Traits seem completely different with Sirianni and Hurts in terms of the way they approach things.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, the
Harbaugh Herbert?
Yeah.
Jim is the psycho, intense dude, and Herbert's like, just lay back, California, where's my board?
Saleh and Aaron Rodgers is the one that when you throw that one out, that's, and Tomlin and Russ is absolutely, because Tomlin is,
well, what is Saleh's personality
exactly, what is his exactly, and then Aaron Rodgers is just can't shut up and has an opinion on everything.
Whereas I think Rodgers could be there for anyone. Like, who'd be a close match for Rodgers as a coach?
Rodgers and McDaniel would be interesting.
Oh, McDaniel, that'd be interesting. Yes, so hopefully it blows up. Hopefully it gets worse and worse between quarterback and coach in Filthy. Is that everything on that, Bob?
Yeah, that's pretty much the catch.
Let's hook you up.
She's like Texas, and she likes me.
All right, Tolos, call number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Josh Abbott Band at Legacy Hall this Saturday night, July 27th. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Let's find out what you did, the good, the bad, the debauchery. We recap your weekend in best and worst.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm having a bad f***ing weekend.
We have to start with RJ Choppy in the big dog seats.
Oh, baby. I called Bobby that after because we were supposed to go to the movies together.
Cute.
We were going to go see the new Twister movie. And
Tim Collins trying to set up a fan day for Twister and Oxnard.
Man, I don't want to say it, but did you see the email chain on that?
No. I saw, like, brought us just say, I haven't been to a movie since
1986. I felt bad for Tim because, like, that's, I took that as Broadus just crapping on the idea.
Well, I think he was just justifying why he won't be going.
That's fair. That's
I gotta study film. I got 14 film. Different platforms. I gotta study the film.
So I was like, man, I don't want to skip out on this, but Sarah got these tickets, and when it was like, yeah, we gotta go because the dude who gives us these tickets generally finds these things in great seats. They're great seats, and they were. I knew it was a suite, and then when she showed me the section, and I was like, oh, wait a second. I think those are the ones underneath, like eye level.
Like behind home plate?
Right behind home plate.
Whoa.
Underneath. So you're not like lower level. You are field event level. I had better seats than Bruce Bochy. Okay? That, I'm not joking about that. That's how close I was.
Were you on TV?
Yes.
So you're like on TV the whole game?
Not the whole game. When they did a wider shot, because we were a couple down.
Yeah.
And that when I was walking in, that was my. I was like, oh no, I can't do a nose pick. I can't do anything. You can't. I can't eat. Like Sarah, if we were on TV the entire game, Sarah would not have eaten because she did not want to eat. We had Derek Holland seats at the Mavs game.
Well,
she would not eat down there. She goes, I'm not going to get caught on camera stuffing my face.
Derek's seats aren't that good.
They're third row. They're pretty good.
They're not on TV.
Yeah, because I think you're on the court. You're on near side.
Yeah.
Anonymity. That's what he wants.
Yeah, but I can tell you this. You cannot.
He's got Japanese league seats now.
You cannot convince me that there are better seats in sports than those.
Oh.
There are not.
Have you ever sat courtside?
I have.
Okay.
Not even close.
Why?
Too fast. The baseball moves at a pace where being that close is conducive to watching it. Basketball, I like to be hockey. I don't like to be on the glass at hockey. I like to be back 15, 20 rows back. I think you see the whole, you see everything.
Yeah.
You cannot convince me there's anything better than this. I was able to talk to the players there at the on deck circle. Anthony Santander, by the way, great dumpy. Okay, this guy's got a
Santanderier.
Is that who you sent out the picture of,
yeah,
his ass?
Yeah, great dump. Because I said to him, I said, this is in the first, he got up a second time in like the second or third inning. And Eovaldi was getting shelled.
Yeah, that's not good if you're up second time in the second inning.
I know. I think it was the second inning. He was getting shelled. And I said, is he tipping? And he very subtly just shakes his head. He wasn't even looking at me, but I was that close. I was like, for you to me.
You reading into this at all? Or you have no doubt he was responding to you?
No doubt, because there's nobody else talking to him. And he just shakes his head very subtly, which is a bad thing. It's
shook
a bad
his head,
sign.
Yes, that he
no,
was tipping.
No, shook his head, no. Like, he wasn't tipping.
Not tipping.
No, which is a bad sign, because that just means he was not pitching well. Like, if he's tipping, at least you could fix it.
Oh, okay.
If he's not tipping, that means he's missing the spots. He's got nothing. They're able to get him. You saw, like, every ball that was hit, you knew immediately if it was going to be an out or a home run or what.
Hmm.
Not when you're sitting up. You know, you got to kind of judge the outfielders. Look, when you're down there, it is so amazing. And the food, a full buffet, steak, shrimp.
Steak?
Everything. Whatever you wanted.
No.
It was by far the best buffet. All the alcohol was free. Everything was free down there.
Liquor.
Yep. Whatever you wanted. We had, we had a vodka. We had a couple of things. If we wanted more, just bring more. Oh, hey, can I get some tahini? Yeah, they'll bring a whole bottle of tahini for you.
You and your tahini.
You want some topo? Yeah, bring a whole thing of topo for you. Whatever you want. You go you have all the desserts. They brought this giant ice cream tray out.
When you heading to soda?
Fortunately, I had gone on Friday.
Oh, good.
And I didn't need to go. And I'm not going to go now for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I told them, I said, listen, when I get back from Oxnard, I don't know. The scale might not work.
Yeah.
All right. It might not work.
So
it was remarkable, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. It
and
definitely
to the end.
Very end. And we stayed about 30 minutes after, too, because until they kicked us out, because we were just going to take, because we ordered ice cream. We were waiting for, we were trying to finish it up. And we wanted to see the other food they had at the end of the game.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't sound like the worst fear realized as Choppy posited it in his text. It was very similar to Doc Rivers, like getting Damian Lillard and Giannis and go like, dear God, I would never wish this on anyone. these poor people.
Yes.
You've got to be like damn near.
This was Choppy's way not to flex it too much on us.
He wanted to flex, but he didn't want to be like, look how nice my seats are. So instead, he was like, his text
read, worst fear.
Worst fear is happening. Sarah got ticks to the Rangers game, and they're in the field boxes behind the UB. I can't even pick my nose tonight. What an awful humble brag. Like in an attempt to like be like, oh my gosh, I would hate it if you guys had to be here right now. Could you imagine? My goodness. Why couldn't you just tell us, look how badass these seats are in your face, suckers?
I would have just sent the video that you put out. Walking down lower, and that's the best feeling too. When you're not exactly sure how good the seats are for the first time, and you keep going lower,
lower,
and lower, and lower, and lower.
Yep.
Right? So you open your own fridge of alcohol.
Oh, it was great. They're great seats, though, man. And I can't wait to go back. I can't wait
to
go back.
Now, is this connected to her job?
It is not. No. It's a friend of hers, Cody and Allison. They got tickets through, it's his uncle's box.
Okay.
It's his uncle's seat. So they sit down there. They have 40 games there. They sit down there all the time.
Bob, you had a weekend.
I had a lot going on. First off, on Friday night, I did not blow off our listeners. I did not bail on them. I went to the Twister screening that was being put on by Tolo Jason Kippa. He is a storm chaser. He runs an apparel store for storm chasers called the Weather Store. And so he had reached out and just said, hey, I've got the theater where I'm putting it on for some folks, and it'd be cool if you guys could come out. Now, his son is actually in the same grade with Addison. So Addison and his son have known each other for forever. I think basically since kindergarten, they've been in the same class a couple times, but same grade. They're very familiar with each other. When I went and did career day last year for the fourth graders, his son was one who was like, my dad listens to y'all. And sometimes like, are they just saying that? They're just like, I think my dad listens to y'all because they think I'm on the radio and they must think they've heard me before. But no, it's great. We went out there. There was
I had a young lady at Pat Doney's sportscaster camp wait in line for my Q&A, walked up, held her hand like that, made me do the hand comparison, and walked off.
that's strong.
No Q&A because her mother, it's escaping me now. She goes, my mom just asked me to do that, and then walked off.
That's amazing.
That's strong.
That is cold.
I like it.
I get into business. I'll do whatever I can to fail you in journalism around here.
I respect it. But we did go see the movie Twisters. And
maybe it's Shannon. I'm not sure.
Man, it was...
$80.5 million opening weekend.
Yeah, it blew away expectations. Reed Timmers, the very
Timmers.
Famous storm chaser from National Geographic, he was out there at this, and he had his Dominator 3 storm chasing vehicle out there, which looks like a Batmobile almost. Had the Back to the Future doors up. Yeah. And so that was very cool. But movie was, it was good. It's not a sequel. Like, I thought it was going to be a sequel or a carrying over. There's not like any.
Any nug? Because it's supposed to be his kid. Is that what it is?
That's like the implication, I guess, but it's not clear. Like, it's not said. Okay. And then, now they have the. They have the Dorothy. You remember Dorothy? Yeah. The little, like...
whole point of the movie.
Yeah, they have one of those at the very beginning of the movie, and that's pretty much it. Otherwise, there's not really any references back to the original or any of the original characters or anything like that. So that was a little bit of a disappointment. I was hoping we were going to see, like, a random Helen Hunt cameo or something that I hadn't known about.
So you don't need to see part one to see this one?
Nope, not at all. You can just jump right into this movie if you want. But it was good, and appreciate Jason Kippa for having us. The only problem was Kristen could not end up going. So Laura, we took her with us, and boy, the opening scene when they're not... spoil too much, but
the tornado. Chasing the storm
when there's a tornado.
I mean, the movie Twister, and
there's a Sharknado came out of the blue.
And there's a little bit of loss of life. Laura immediately started bawling, and I was like, "Oh crap!" And I mean, loudly crying in this. And I was like, "Shh!" I was like, "Let's walk out of here real quick." I had to walk her out, calm her down. She spent the rest of the movie covering her ears for 2 hours. She's like, she couldn't listen to it or see it. She was getting too emotional.
You didn't feel like after 30 minutes you should remove your daughter?
No, I told her we would get up and walk, but she just ended up like she kind of turned on her side and like ate candy and just didn't look at the screen anymore. She was like, okay. All right, so we didn't end up doing that. Jacob moved out this weekend.
Oh, no. Let's get to the concert first.
Yeah, okay.
The Jacob thing I think is a total topic.
I went and saw, if Peyton has ready, I went and saw these gentlemen last night. I love the colorful clothes you wear. The Beach Boys, which it wasn't really totally the Beach Boys. It was like Mike and Bruce and nobody else.
They're all still alive, though, right?
Well, no, not in terms of not from the original group, because like Carl Wilson died back in the day. Two of the Wilson brothers have died. Brian's still around. Brian's not touring. Brian's not involved anymore. Al Jardine was still there, but he was not with them. Like, I don't think he's touring right now. So it was just two of the guys, basically. The only original member, because Bruce joined in like 65, the only original member is Mike Love, which I did not know this. Maybe I'm an idiot and everybody else knew this. Did you know Mike Love, the lead singer, one of the main singers of the Beach Boys?
Jordan's.
No, it's Kevin. Kevin he's Love. Kevin Love's uncle.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they were related. I mean, I had no
I didn't
clue.
Know that until about 2 months ago.
He mentioned that. It during the course of the show, and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that. But it was...
What was this crowd like, as I'm imagining our radio demographic listening right now?
I thought it was going to be... Like, Kristen, as we were driving, she's like, what are the chances we're the youngest people here? I was like, probably pretty high if we're talking about not including people who are clearly there with parents or grandparents where they're doing a family thing. But we got there. We were not the youngest couple there. There were people in their 20s who were there like on their own just showing up to it. Now, it's definitely an older crowd.
Yeah.
And that explains the 5 p.m. start time for this concert. We were out of this concert at 6:55. I mean, it was...
Right in time for Luby's.
It was doors open at 4:30. Concert starts at 5. They went for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we got home. It was 7:57, and Kristen was like... She's like, I've never been home from
a... From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Of course, fired Doug Peterson, even though Peterson had won a Super Bowl, but the front office knew and ownership knew it just wouldn't have been a good look to move on from Sirianni that soon after his success in 2022. There was a shift, though. Howie Roseman has all the power now. Roseman having the power is nothing new in Philly, but in terms of moving forward in 2024, Roseman had his hands all over every decision. That included new coordinator hires in Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. So those were not Sirianni hires at all.
I got a name. Nacho Cheek.
Oh!
It's not bad. Nacho Cheek.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like it. Look, you have, if you believe that the quarterback and the head coach have to be one and connected, let's take a look around the league. This is a little pop quiz here. I didn't prepare you guys at all. I didn't prepare myself. Could you have more opposites on the personality spectrum than Hurts and Sirianni? And we saw it during that Super Bowl moment when Jalen's like, put your damn hand down. Stop acting like a douchebag, which Sirianni is. The ultimate douchebag that Choppy, of course, loves, and someone who's dead on the inside with zero personality.
Mm. Right? Tua and McDaniel feel like pretty opposite guys too. Not as much though.
Not as much.
They're both corny. We've heard mic'd up segments, so they razz each other and they're constantly like going back and forth.
Saleh Rogers.
That's a massive difference.
Russ and Tomlin.
Russ and Tomlin's pretty stark. That's probably
Saleh's personality. Goff Campbell.
Oh, Goff and Campbell, yeah.
Goff and Campbell.
But Campbell said when Goff got there and had locked in on, like, I'm not quitting, I'm not, that, like, Campbell's like, I realized, like, that's the dude I want in my corner for forever. And so, like, I think there are traits, though, that are so similar, even if personality quirks are a little different. Traits seem completely different with Sirianni and Hurts in terms of the way they approach things.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, the
Harbaugh Herbert?
Yeah.
Jim is the psycho. Intense dude, and Herbert's like, just lay back, California, where's my board?
Saleh and Aaron Rodgers is the one that, when you throw that one out, that's, and Tomlin and Russ is absolutely, because Tomlin is...
Well, what is Saleh's personality?
Exactly. What is his, and then Aaron Rodgers is just can't shut up and has an opinion on everything.
Whereas I think Rodgers could be there for anyone. Like, who'd be a close match for Rodgers as a coach?
Rodgers and McDaniel would be interesting.
Oh, McDaniel. That'd be interesting. Yeah. Yes. So hopefully it blows up. Hopefully it gets worse and worse between quarterback and coach in Filthy. Is that everything on that, Bob?
Yeah, that's pretty much the catch.
Let's hook you up.
She's like Texas, She likes me.
All right, Tolos, caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see the Josh Abbott Band at Legacy Hall this Saturday night, July 27th. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Let's find out what you did, the good, the bad, the debauchery. We recap your weekend in best and worst.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm having a bad f***ing weekend.
We have to start with RJ Choppy in the big dog seats.
Oh, baby. I called Bobby that after because we were supposed to go to the movies together.
Cute.
We were going to go see the new Twister movie. And
Tim Collins trying to set up a fan day for Twister and Oxnard.
Man, I don't want to say it, but did you see the email chain on that?
No. I saw, like, brought us just say, I haven't been to a movie since
1986. I felt bad for Tim because, like, that's, I took that as Broadus just crapping on the idea.
Well, I think he was just justifying why he won't be going.
That's fair. That's
I gotta study film. I got 14 film. Different platforms. I gotta study the film.
So I was like, man, I don't want to skip out on this, but Sarah got these tickets, and when it was like, yeah, we gotta go because the dude who gives us these tickets generally finds these things in great seats. They're great seats, and they were. I knew it was a suite, and then when she showed me the section, and I was like, oh, wait a second. I think those are the ones underneath, like eye level.
Like behind home plate?
Right behind home plate.
Whoa.
Underneath. So you're not like lower level. You are field event level. I had better seats than Bruce Bochy. Okay? That I'm not joking about that. That's how close I was.
Were you on TV?
Yes.
So you're like on TV the whole game?
Not the whole game. When they did a wider shot, because okay, we were okay. A couple down.
Yeah.
And that when I was walking in, that was my. I was like, oh no, I can't do a nose pick. I can't do anything. You can't. I can't eat. Like Sarah, if we were on TV the entire game, Sarah would not have eaten because she did not want to eat. We had Derek Holland seats at the Mavs game.
Well,
she would not eat down there. She goes, I'm not going to get caught on camera stuffing my face.
Derek's seats aren't that good.
They're third row. They're pretty good.
They're not on TV.
Yeah, because I think you're on the court. You're on the near side.
Yeah.
Anonymity. That's what he wants.
Yeah, but I can tell you this. You cannot.
He's got Japanese league seats now.
You cannot convince me that there are better seats in sports than those.
Oh.
There are not.
Have you ever sat courtside?
I have.
Okay.
Not even close.
Why?
Too fast. The baseball moves at a pace where being that close is conducive to watching it. Basketball, I like to be hockey. I don't like to be on the glass at hockey. I like to be back 15, 20 rows back. I think you see the whole, you see everything.
Yeah.
You cannot convince me there's anything better than this. I was able to talk to the players there at the on deck circle. Anthony Santander, by the way, great dumpy. Okay. This guy's got a
Santanderier.
Is that who you sent out the picture of?
Yeah.
His ass?
Yeah, great dumpy. Because I said to him, I said, this is in the first, this is in the, like, the, he got up a second time in like the second or third inning, and Evaldi was getting shelled.
Yeah, that's not good if you're up second time in the second inning.
I know.
Inning.
I think it was the second inning. He was getting shelled. And I said, is he tipping? And he very subtly just shakes his head. What he wouldn't look, he wouldn't even looking at me, but I was that close. I was like, for you to me.
You reading into this at all? Or you have no doubt he was responding to you?
No doubt, because there's nobody else talking to him. And he just shakes his head very subtly, which is a bad thing. It's
shook
a bad
his head,
sign.
Yes, that he
no,
was tipping.
No, shook his head, no. Like, he wasn't tipping.
Not tipping.
No, which is a bad sign, because that just means he was not pitching well. Like, if he's tipping, at least you could fix it.
Oh, okay.
If he's not tipping, that means he's missing his spots. He's got nothing. They're able to get him. You saw, like, every ball that was hit, you knew immediately if it was going to be an out or a home run or what.
Hmm.
Not when you're sitting up. You know, you got to kind of judge the outfielders. Look, when you're down there, it is so amazing. And the food, a full buffet, steak, shrimp.
Steak?
Everything. Whatever you wanted.
No.
It was by far the best buffet. All the alcohol was free. Everything was free
down
there.
Liquor.
Yep. Whatever you wanted. We had, you know, we had a vodka. We had a couple of things. If we wanted more, just bring more. Oh, hey, can I get some tahini? Yeah, they'll bring a whole bottle of tahini for you.
You and your tahini.
You want some topo? Yeah, bring a whole thing of topo for you. Whatever you want. You go into the you have all the desserts. They brought this giant ice cream tray out.
When you heading to Soda?
Well, fortunately, I had gone on Friday.
Oh, good.
And I didn't need to go. And I'm not going to go now for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I told them, I said, listen, when I get back from Oxnard, I don't know, the scale might not work.
Yeah.
All right. It might not work.
So
it was remarkable, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. It
and
definitely
to the end.
Very end. And we stayed about 30 minutes after, too, because until they kicked us out, because we were just going to take, because we ordered ice cream. We were waiting for, we were trying to finish it up. And we wanted to see the other food they had at the end of the game.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't sound like the worst fear realized as Choppy posited it in his text. It was very similar to Doc Rivers, like getting Damian Lillard and Giannis and go like, dear God, I would never wish this on anyone. These poor people.
Yes.
You've got to be like damn near.
This was Choppy's way not to flex it too much on us.
He wanted to flex, but he didn't want to be like, look how nice my seats are. So instead he was like, his text
read, worst fear.
Worst fear is happening. Sarah got ticks to the Rangers game and they're in the field boxes behind the UB. I can't even pick my nose tonight. What an awful humble brag. Like in an attempt to like be like, oh my gosh, I would hate it if you guys had to be here right now. Could you imagine? My goodness. Why couldn't you just tell us, look how badass these seats are in your face, suckers?
I would have just sent the video that you put out. Walking down lower, and that's the best feeling too, when you're not exactly sure how good the seats are for the first time, and you keep going lower.
Lower.
And lower. And lower? And lower.
Yep.
Right? So you open your own fridge of alcohol.
Oh, it was great. They're great seats though, man. And I can't wait to go back.
Now, is this connected to her job?
It is not. No. It's a friend of hers, Cody and Allison. They got tickets through. It's his uncle's box.
Okay.
It's his uncle's seat. So they go. They sit down there. They have 40 games there. They sit down there all the time.
Bob, you had a weekend.
I had a lot going on. First off, on Friday night, I did not blow off our listeners. I did not bail on them. I went to the Twister screening that was being put on by Tolo Jason Kippa. He is a storm chaser. He runs an apparel store for storm chasers called the Weather Store. And so he had reached out and just said, hey, I've got the theater where I'm putting it on for some folks, and it'd be cool if you guys could come out. Now, his son is actually in the same grade with Addison. So Addison and his son have known each other for forever. I think basically since kindergarten, they've been in the same class a couple times, but same grade. They're very familiar with each other. When I went to career day last year for the fourth graders, his son was one who was like, my dad listens to y'all. And sometimes like, are they just saying that? They're just like, I think my dad listens to y'all because they think I'm on the radio and they must think they've heard me before. But no, it's great. We went out there. There was
I had a young lady at Pat Doney's sportscaster camp.
You will.
Wait in line for my Q&A, walked up, held her hand like that, made me do the hand comparison, and walked off.
that's strong.
No Q&A because her mother, it's escaping me now. She goes, my mom just asked me to do that, and then walked off.
That's amazing.
That's strong.
That is cold.
I like it.
I get into business.
I'll
do whatever I can to fail you in journalism around here.
I respect it. But we did go see the movie Twisters.
Maybe it's Shannon. I'm not sure.
Man, it was
$80.5 million opening weekend.
Yeah, it blew away expectations. Reed Timmers, the very famous storm chaser from National Geographic, he was out there at this, and he had his Dominator 3 storm chasing vehicle out there, which looks like a Batmobile almost. Had the Back to the Future doors up, and so that was very cool. But movie was good. It's not a sequel. Like I thought it was going to be a sequel or a carrying over. There's not. Like any
nug, because it's supposed to be his kid. Is that what it is?
That's like the implication, I guess, but it's not clear. Like it's not said.
Okay.
And then now they have the Dorothy. You remember Dorothy, the little like
whole point of the movie.
Yeah, they have one of those at the very beginning of the movie, and that's pretty much it. Otherwise, there's not really any references back to the original or any of the original characters or anything like that. So that was a little bit of a disappointment. I was hoping we were going to see like a random Helen Hunt cameo or something that I hadn't known about.
So you don't need to see part one to see this one.
Nope, not at all. You can just jump right into this movie if you want. But it was good, and appreciate Jason Kippa for having us. The only problem was Kristen could not end up going. So Laura, we took her with us, and boy, the opening scene when they're not spoil too much, but
in the tornado. Chasing the storm.
When there's a tornado.
I mean, the movie Twister, there's a tornado.
The Sharknado came out of the blue.
And there's a little bit of loss of life. Laura immediately started bawling. And I was like, oh, crap. And I mean, loudly crying in this. And I was like, shh. I was like, let's walk out of here real quick. I had to walk her out, calm her down. She spent the rest of the movie covering her ears for 2 hours. She's like, she couldn't listen to it or see it. She was getting too emotional.
You didn't feel like after 30 minutes you should remove your daughter?
No, I told her we would get up and walk, but she just ended up like she kind of turned on her side and like ate candy and just didn't look at the screen anymore. She was like, okay. All right, so we didn't end up doing that. Jacob moved out this weekend.
Oh, no. Let's get to the concert first.
Yeah, okay.
The Jacob thing I think is a total topic.
I went and saw, if Peyton has ready, I went and saw these gentlemen last night. I love the colorful clothes you wear. The Beach Boys, which it wasn't really totally the Beach Boys. It was like Mike and Bruce and nobody else.
They're all still alive, though, right?
Well, no, not in terms of not from the original group, because like Carl Wilson died back in the day. Two of the Wilson brothers have died. Brian's still around. Brian's not touring. Brian's not involved anymore. Al Jardine was still there, but he was not with them. Like, I don't think he's touring right now. So it was just two of the guys, basically. The only original member, because Bruce joined in like 65, the only original member is Mike Love, which I did not know this. Maybe I'm an idiot and everybody else knew this. Did you know Mike Love, the lead singer, one of the main singers of the Beach Boys?
Jordan's.
No, it's Kevin. He's Kevin Love's uncle.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they were related. I mean, I had no
clue. I didn't know that until about 2 months ago.
He mentioned it during the course of the show, and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that. But it was...
What was this crowd like, as I'm imagining our radio demographic listening right now?
I thought it was going to be... Like, Kristen, as we were driving, she's like, what are the chances we're the youngest people here? I was like, probably pretty high if we're talking about not including people who are clearly there with parents or grandparents where they're doing a family thing. But we got there. We were not the youngest couple there. There were people in their 20s who were there like on their own just showing up to it. Wow. Now, it's definitely an older crowd.
Yeah.
And that explains the 5 p.m. start time for this concert. We were out of this concert at 6:55. I mean, it was...
Right in time for Luby's.
That's right. It was doors open at 4:30. Concert starts at 5. They went for hour and a half, 2 hours, and we got home. It was 7:57, and Kristen was like... She's like, I've never been home from a concert at 7:57. She's like, amazing. It's great. She's like, we need to have more of them. She's like, why don't we have more concerts that start at 5?
That's pretty cool.
Now, this final topic, best and worst of the weekend, has to do with, we need advice for Bobby and his wife on when your firstborn moves out. Because this has been an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, and it was great last night when he's been going to bed. His job, he's got to get up like 5:45 most days. So he's been going to bed at like 9 a lot of nights. So it was wonderful when Kristen got the pocket dial at 11:30 last night from him still being awake. And she's like, Jacob. And he picks up. Oh, sorry, I pocket dialed you. She's like, what are you doing up? And he's like, we're just going to Taco Bell. And she's like, oh, God, it's already beginning. She's like, he's going to be late his first day of work when he's out on his own. And so he has flown the nest. He's off. He's got his own place now with a friend of his. And she's been...
But moving how far away?
15 minutes, maybe. Okay. Something like that.
They'll never come back.
But she was...
depends on the money.
Yep. She was pretty emotional. And all. Now, luckily, she had one of those PTA events that she had to do, I guess, this weekend at the Gaylord. I don't think it was just for Dallas. I think it was the state of Texas had, like, a convention where... Hey, send your PTA here and we'll have them go through different courses and things like that. And so she was able to spend a lot of her time distracted by that.
And how many of you listening celebrate? It's a celebration when the first leaves versus the depression and sadness. That's what I want to know on the Franco text line.
She was very... There were times where it was like, I'm just not thinking about it. But whenever she would think about it, she'd get pretty emotional pretty quick. She was like in the car. We're driving to this concert last night. She's looking at Facebook and Facebook memories, which
so that's the best and the worst.
But it's July too. So it's going to be all the things that are going to pop up in her feed. It's the summer. The kids are out of school. It's going to be a bunch of photos of stuff you've done with the kids over the years. So she's like scrolling through each year of, and like basically watching them grow up as she scrolls. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at this right now? Take this off. Don't look at this. And so she was pretty She was pretty emotional for most of the week. And
how long? How long is it gonna last?
I don't know. I don't know that it's gonna help. That
meanwhile, you got dead inside Bobby.
I don't know that it's gonna help that I'm going to California for 10 days right after that too. So now it's gonna be, well, now Bobby's gone. I'm just kind of alone with this thought of, oh, it's a quiet house. There's nobody here.
There's no right man now. Of the house.
Yeah, exactly. So she's gonna be. I think this one is gonna linger a little while, and she's gonna be terrified for probably months that, oh, I'm gonna get a call saying he's dead, or oh, he's this or that. Like she's
Jeez,
just
Bobby.
No, I'm telling you, that's the way. That is her kind thought process. She's like, oh my gosh, he flees. She's like Butter's parents in South Park.
Yeah.
Where soon as they leave the house, she's like, we're pretty sure that he's been kidnapped by drug lords and held for ransom and he'll be executed. Like, that's her thought process. She thinks the absolute worst. And so this will be a tense couple of months, I think.
So she's like you when it comes to health.
Yeah, exactly like that. She just transfers it over to the children when they start doing more.
Tolo's weighing in on the fan text. 940 says, I have one daughter. She is 24 now, and I still get sad when she isn't at home.
Yeah, that's sad. 214, Bobby's son is going to have a house before he does. possible.
Best and worst of the weekend. Sorry, Pepe, we ran out of time. Yeah, it's
such great prep.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunate.
Sadly, get a great week.
Expressway is commercial free on DFW Sports Station on 105.3 The Fan. Let's relive the greatness of Adrian Beltre, officially a Hall of Famer, and let's live it through the eyes of Elvis Andrews. Your best Beltre memories next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.